Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
In today's program, we focus on sickle cell disease. Stay with us for the details. I'm Prince Moore. Jamaicans are being urged to get tested for the sickle cell trait. It's especially recommended that you get tested to determine whether you carry the sickle cell trait before starting a family. Here's why.
If you have the presence even of the sickle cell trait, which is not sickle cell disease, but you carry one abnormal gene. Sickle cell disease is carrying two abnormal genes. Both the genes are abnormal for sickle cell. But if you have the sickle cell trait where you carry one abnormal gene, you yourself are well. But when you're ready to have a child, and if that gene, that abnormal gene passes to your child, and your wife or your husband also has that abnormal gene, then you can have a baby with the sickle cell disease.
Senior lecturer of the sickle cell unit at the University of the West Indies, UWI, Dr. Monica Aznani. Sickle cell disease is a genetic disorder of the blood, which is commonest among persons of African descent. It is inherited from both parents and can cause various problems throughout the lifetime of an individual. Problems associated with the disease can start affecting babies as young as 4 months. Sickle cell patient Keena Ward has been living with the disease for over 30 years.
I was born with it. My parents found out at 11 months old. I guess I was not doing too well. They took me to the hospital, and with me, I have always had many crises, just painful crises. I don't know if people would understand what a painful crisis is when we say a painful crisis. It's like having a baby plus having a car go over and over that section of the body that's having the pain.
The classic symptom of sickle cell disease is severe pain. Signs and symptoms may include
severe pains, joint pains, muscle pains, and so on. Other problems is they have a reduced immunity against infections, so they can get fever and other septic illnesses much more frequently than persons who don't have sickle cell disease. Also, the disease will affect all organs of the body because it's a blood disorder, so it goes through the whole body, the whole system.
Sickle cell disease can lead to severe complications and may lead to early death.
So babies especially can die from infections, from severe infections. Children as young as a couple years old can get strokes from it, which can be quite devastating. You can get chest syndromes and so on, which is a severe lung problem associated with it. As persons get a little older, more and more pain events tend to come on. Youngsters can get leg ulcerations, ulcers in their lower leg due to sickle cell disease. And as we get older, it can start affecting other bigger organs in the body, like your heart, your kidney, and so on.
Dr. Aznani says once the sickle cell disease is diagnosed early, it can be managed.
The disease can be managed very well because there's a lot of knowledge we have about it. The most important thing about the disease is diagnosing it early. So to help with that, because we can do so much to help babies, youngsters, once we know that these babies are born with sickle cell disease.
Provisions have been made for screenings for sickle cell disease to be conducted on all newborn babies in the public health system. This will allow for treatment to be administered to newborn babies affected by the disease.
The island of Jamaica is now moving to 100% screening, where every baby being born in the public health system will be tested for sickle cell disease, so that we know by the time the baby is 2 or 3 weeks old that, hey, this baby has sickle cell disease, and we can manage them with certain modalities and keep them healthy.
Senior lecturer of the sickle cell unit at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Monica Aznani. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.